From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, protests in the streets of London. But first, our lead today comes out of Turkey, where two bombs exploded and ripped through the British consulate and the International Bank HSBC in Istanbul, killing at least 25 people and wounding hundreds of others. Early reports suggest that Al-Qaeda and a local Turkish group are claiming responsibility for the blast. Turkish officials blame both for the bombing attacks on synagogues in Istanbul over the weekend. These latest attacks appear to be timed to coincide with President Bush's visit to Britain. Joining us now with further details is Jessica Lutz of Dutch Radio. Jessica, I understand the British Consul General is among the dead. What more do we know about the attacks?
As you mentioned, there are many similarities with the attacks on last Saturday on the synagogues. Again, the whole streets are covered with glass. Cars have burnt, buildings have been wrecked, and after the blast, thick yellow smoke billowed up from the explosion site, and there was an ammoniac smell in the air. Last Saturday, the bombs were made of agricultural fertilizer, which produced that same smell. So it seems that indeed, again, it's the same organization who is responsible for these attacks.
How are officials there in Istanbul dealing with it?
They claim that they're on top of the situation. Before the attacks of Saturday, the police had a lead that attacks were imminent on foreign missions and foreign companies, so they were guarding these places extra. But there's so little you can do against a suicide attacker, which seems to be the case today as on Saturday.
How are people in Istanbul reacting? I mean, it must be getting somewhat unnerving, this series of bombing attacks.
Yes, Turkey has never had to cope with attacks of this caliber. People are shocked, first of all, but angry as well that they've had to live with a decade of Kurdish terrorism, and that is over. Since a few years, Turkey is trying to pull itself together, and now this starts again. One person said, "You know, I hate it that we're being pulled back into the Middle East."
Jessica Lutz of Dutch Radio in Istanbul, thank you for speaking with us.